Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. As we wrap up January, we want to remind folks that we have our Recycled Materials Design Challenge coming up this afternoon at the Nishnavalli Family YMCA, our STEM After School Challenge for this month, happening at 2:30 to 4:30 in the back gym at the Y, no cost to attend. And youth from 3rd through 6th grade are invited to join us for an afternoon filled with experimenting with lines, textures, and colors. We'll use a variety of recycled materials to design and create masterpieces. Find a picture from a magazine and recreate it using only your imagination. Again, this program is geared toward children in 3rd through 6th grade. Any age may attend, but all YMCA age requirements must be followed. Again, no cost to attend that Recycled Materials Design STEM Challenge this afternoon, Wednesday, January 29th at the YMCA at 2:30 after school gets out as part of our after school STEM program at the Y. As we get into the new year, February is right around the corner, and if you're looking for some mealtime inspiration to start your year off right, Cass County Extension has a program for you. We're excited to offer a new educational series for folks interested in learning more about healthy home cooking habits. If you're looking for ideas on how to eat healthy and make the most of the time you spend in the kitchen, join us for the Healthy and Homemade Workshop Series. Barb Fuller, our ISU Extension Human Sciences Specialist in Nutrition and Wellness, will be leading the three-part Healthy and Homemade series on Thursdays in February, starting February 13th and continuing on February 20th and 27th. All of those are Thursday evenings. We'll be doing that in the evening here from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Extension office. We invite you to join us for those three sessions. We'll start off with a session called Cook Now and Enjoy Later, where you'll learn more about planning meals to reduce stress and save money. In our second session, Veg Out, we'll focus on the many benefits of vegetables, and you get to sample a variety of delicious recipes. Learn how to increase the fruits and vegetables in your diet. And our final session, Slow Cooker Meals, will focus on the benefits and versatility of a slow cooker. We'll also learn some food safety tips. In each program, you'll leave with great meal ideas, get to sample a variety of fun recipes. Participants will receive kitchen supplies and food samples, recipes, and lots of other useful materials at each program. This is a three-part series, and the cost for the entire series is $15 for all three classes. Registration is limited, so we encourage you to sign up early. You can do that by giving our office a call or stopping in, or you can find the link online at the Cass County Extension website and register online using your credit card if you would prefer to do that. Also, as we get into February, an article in our January edition of Acreage Living newsletter talks about pruning trees, and the best time to do that is usually mid to late winter, February through March. Pruning this time of year allows the tree to begin closing and healing those wounds when growth commences in the spring. If you're wondering if your trees should be pruned, keep in mind there's many reasons you may want to or need to prune your trees. Some common reasons include improving the health and structure of the tree, removing growth that may interfere with nearby structures or buildings, power lines, etc., or to prevent safety hazards for people, pets, and livestock. The article in the Acreage Living newsletter summarizes the basic steps for successful pruning. If you want more details, you can also look up the ISU Extension publication on pruning step by step. Keep in mind that pruning at other times of the year are also acceptable, but it's easiest to do in the winter when you can very clearly see the structure of the tree, so you know which branches to remove. Summer is also a good time to perform corrective pruning as the tree begins to grow for the year, except you should not prune oak trees in the summer. They should only be pruned during the dormant season due to the risk of diseases in oaks. You should also not prune during periods of major change in the tree, including spring when it begins to leaf out, and during the period of leaf color change in the fall. Again, if you would like to review that article in the Acreage Living newsletter, you can find that on the ISU Extension website. Just search Acreage Living or visit the Small Farm Sustainability website to access that. Additional articles in that newsletter include a review of 2019 agricultural law developments and farm financial statements. For more information on any of these recent resources from ISU Extension, or for more information on any of our upcoming programs through Extension, we encourage you to visit the Cass County Extension website or follow us on Facebook for upcoming events. You can also stop by the Cass County Extension Office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, or you can always give us a call, 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.